Good morning.
早上好。
I'm grateful that the brothers have adjusted the Sunday message meeting scheduling, particularly for this month.
非常感恩负责弟兄，重新安排了我讲道的时间，特别是这个月。
Usually we meet with the young people on the first Sunday of the month.
通常我们是在每个月的第一个主日与年轻人一起有信息的交通。
But because of my recent trip back to China, we meet the third Sunday of the March.
但是因着我回中国的旅程，所以这个月我们是第三个主日与年轻人有交通。
And God's timing is so amazing.
神的时间永远是让我们惊诧的。
Because we have a college students coming back this week for spring break.
因为我们有一些大学生这周回来来度春假。
So as Paul says in Romans 8:28,
在罗马书保罗讲第八章二十二节，保罗提到
God causes all things to work together for good.
神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
I appreciate all your patience and the prayer support.
我非常感恩你对我的耐心和对我祷告上的支持。
I need your support because I'm still struggling with my jet lag.
我依然希望你来支持我，因为我还在倒时差。
I know for somebody it's not an issue, but to me it is.
这个时差对有些人不是问题，但我对我来说却是一个很大的问题。
But to be back to brothers and sisters, I'm grateful.
但是我非常感恩重新与弟兄姊妹们聚集在一起。
Let's turn our Bible to today's Bible readings.
让我们翻开圣经，先读今天要读的圣经。
My sharing today is based on 2 Samuel chapter 11.
我所要读的圣经是撒母耳记下第十一章。
But for just a couple of verses.
但是只两节。
So I want to start the Bible readings this morning first on the New Testament.
但是我今天想要我要交通的是旧约撒母耳记下第十一章，但是我想先读新约圣经。
New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 11 through 12.
新约圣经哥林多前书第十章十一到十二节。
Now all these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall.
哥林多前书第十章十一到十二节，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为见解，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we can gather together before your mercy seat.
主耶稣，我们感恩，我们有这段时间来到你的施恩宝座面前聚集。
Lord, we pray that you will send the Holy Spirit into our heart.
我们祈求你圣灵开启我们的心。
And to open our eyes so we may see.
打开我们的眼睛，好叫我们能够看见。
And open our ears so we may listen to your word.
也打开我们的耳朵，好叫我们能听见你要对我们讲的话语。
So your word may come to our heart and feed our hunger.
好叫你的话语滋养我们里面的饥渴。
Lord, we thank you for this time and we lift up ourselves unto your hand.
我们把我们自己仰望在恩主的手中，我们感恩这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. There are so many historical events and the people recorded in the Old Testament Bible throughout the history of Israel.
在以色列历史上有许多非常重大的事件和故事都记载在旧约圣经当中。
Most of them are set there chronically with great details and fun to read through.
有许多这样的事件都有一些年代，而且读起来很有趣儿。
Some say that God reveals himself to us in the format of comic books.
有的人说神对我们讲话的启示就像看连环画似的。
The Old Testament serves as the pictures.
就像旧约就是连环画里面的画。
And the New Testament is the text under the pictures.
新约就像这个连环画里面下面的文字。
So it is fascinating for us today to read and to understand the whole meaning of the Word of God.
所以当我们在读这个圣经的时候，让我们就能够明白神的心意。
Well, that's true.
是这样的。
Because for the comic book,
但是因为对于连环画，
you can't just read the pictures without the text going underlined.
你不能只看图片，不看下面的字。
Also reading the text without the picture on top would be boring.
如果你只读下面的字，不看上面的图片的话，你会觉得没趣儿。
You've got to put them together.
你必须把这两样放在一起。
So you see it, that's the way God speaks to us.
所以神就是这样跟我们讲话的。
That's why we have the two Testament books.
所以我们有两约。
Both the Old and the New Testament in the whole set of the Bible.
在整本圣经当中，我们有新约和旧约。
However, not all the stories recorded in Old Testament history books are fun to read.
但是在旧约里，不是所有的故事读起来都很有趣，让你兴奋。
And not all pictures are colored bright.
不是所有的故事都是明亮的。
Some are hard to swallow when you read them through.
有些故事当你读的时候，你真的是不能读下去。
One of the famous Bible teachers in England said,
在英国有一个非常有名的圣经教师说，
that he couldn't wait to take a shower after reading some dark chapters from the Old Testament history books.
当他读旧约的历史书，读到一些惨淡的故事的时候，他真的希望能够去立刻洗个澡。
David's fall in 2 Samuel chapter 11 is one of them.
关于在撒母耳记下第十一章，讲到大卫的失败的时候，就是这样的一个经历。
But God didn't want to wipe them out from the Bible just because they sounded ugly to us.
但是不是因为这个故事有一个非常难看的结局，所以神就把这个故事从不让我们看。
Paul confirmed with us in his first letter to the church in Corinthians.
所以保罗在与他与哥林多第一封书信中讲到。
That God has purposely laid them there for us to serve as examples.
神特别把这些故事摆在我们面前，好叫我们有警戒。
A warning sign for us that we won't fall into that old trap.
好叫我们能够不再落到旧的圈套里面。
So brothers and sisters, this is why we love the readings on the Bible history.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们为什么喜爱阅读圣经当中历史书，就是在这儿。
The history both good and bad.
因为历史里面的故事有好也有不好。
To most Bible readers.
对于许多读圣经的人来说，
David and his life are the most prosperous writings in the whole Bible.
在整本圣经里，关于大卫的故事是最多的。
His stories more than any other characters besides the Lord Jesus.
关于对于他故事的笔墨，除了主耶稣以外，就是最多的了。
Maybe you wonder how about Abraham? How about Moses?
也许你想知道那亚伯拉罕和摩西呢？
Yes, they are all Bible heroes.
是的，这些人他们都是圣经上的伟人。
But get this, brothers and sisters.
但是请弟兄姊妹们注意。
In the first five books of the Old Testament.
在 旧约里面前五本书信当中，
Abraham got a total of 14 chapters.
关于在十四章的圣经都是在讲亚伯拉罕的故事。
And Moses got a total of 40 chapters about their lives.
关于摩西是四十章都在讲摩西的生平。
But David has 66 chapters in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约圣经当中，关于大卫的生平却有66章。
Dedicated to his life from a shepherd boy all the way to his old age as the king of Israel.
从他从小做一个牧羊的牧童，一直到他做以色列的王。
Also in the New Testament.
而且不光是如此，而且在新约里面，
David's name is mentioned for 59 times.
大卫的名字在新约当中被提及了59次。
And even our Lord Jesus often mentioned David's name when he was speaking to the people.
甚至我们的主耶稣，当他与人讲论的时候，他经常提到大卫的名字。
So we know that this is the man that God has.Put so much focus and attention.
我们知道，大卫给大卫的专注和注意是非常的多。
Because God wants us to get to know Him.
因为神要我们知道他。
And also to find our life in His stories.
好叫我们能够把我们的生活和他的经历连在一起。
David was the first king.God has chosen for Israel.
大卫是神为以色列人所拣选的第一个君王。
Maybe you would argue that Saul was anointed as the king before David.
你也许会跟我辩论说，扫罗是第一个神所高抹的君王。
Yes, he was, but sadly he didn't work it out because he had failed in his spiritual quality.
是的，扫罗先是被高抹成为以色列的王，但是他在属灵的生命当中却陨落了。
Then David came as the king that God had intended for his people.
所以大卫成了神所设立的为他们民的一位王。
He was like the great heroes of Moses and Joshua.
他就像圣经中提及的摩西和约书亚一样，成为一个伟人。
For Moses, he had led the people of Israel out of the bondage of slavery.
摩西他把以色列民从埃及为奴之家释放出来，得了自由。
And for Joshua, he had led them into the promised land.
使约书亚把以色列民众带到应许之地。
Now David put these two together.
大卫却把这两样结合在一起。
He was God's chosen one to lead his people out of the failure of judges.
大卫把他的以色列民从士师的失败当中带领出来。
And then to bring them into the new era called the kingdom.
把以色列民众带到一个新的时代，就是国度的时期。
Maybe you would ask why the kingdom?
你可能要问我为什么叫国度呢？
Why no more judges?
为什么不要再有士师了呢？
Weren't they all brave and mighty warriors to rescue their people from the enemy's hand?
那为什么不要这些大的勇士把人们从他们的敌人手中救拔出来呢？
Yes, they were mighty warriors.
是的，他们真的是大的勇士。
In Judges 15,
在士师记十五章里面，
Samson could kill 1,000 enemies with just a piece of a donkey bone.
参孙用一块驴腮骨打死了一千个敌人。
But my dear brothers and sisters, although judges were successful military leaders,
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，虽然士师是作为军队的统帅，
although they could bring God's people many victories and prosperities by power and skill.
他们藉着他们的勇猛和他们的征战的技艺，他们可以带领人们得胜。
still the age of 360 years of judges.
但是在士师记360年的过程当中
was full of chaos.
却是一片混乱。
Because both of the leaders and the people corrupted and rejected God.
因为无论是领袖还是普通百姓都是过着昏庸的生活，他们弃绝神。
The Bible tells us that they followed what was right in their own heart.
圣经告诉我们说，他们各自行自己看为正的事。
Their success and the prosperity could bring them nothing good but God's wrath.
他们的成功和他们征战的得胜，只是给神带来愤怒。
Let me pause here and ask you all a question, dear brothers and sisters.
让我在这暂停一下，问弟兄姊妹们一个问题。
What is our standard of success in following Jesus?
在我们追随主耶稣的这个旅途当中，我们得胜的标准是什么呢？
Is it prosperity, achievements of health and wealth?
是我们的资产，我们的健康，是我们有诸事亨通吗？
What do we run after today as God's children?
我们作为神的儿女，我们今天追求的是什么呢？
I once asked a young brother to give a short testimony in a gospel meeting.
有一次，我请一个年轻的弟兄。在一个福音聚会上做一个简短的交通
But he turned it down,
他拒绝了
saying that I wouldn't do it until I made it through medical school.
他说我不想做这个见证因为等到我从医学院毕业的时候我才可以做这个见证
Obviously, what he cared about the most was medical school but not the gospel of Jesus.
在我看来，他所介意的是他的医学院的旅程，而不是耶稣基督的福音。
Get this, he didn't deny God.
请你明白，他没有拒绝神的名。
But he put God second priority.
但是他把神放在第二次要的地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is the characteristic of judges.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是士师的性格。
Yes, they had prosperity and success.
是的，他们有亨通，有成功。
But God hated that kind of success and prosperity.
但是神却不喜悦他们这样的亨通和成功。
So God wanted to wipe it off from His people with a new era.
所以神想把这一切刷新了，用一个新的国度来代替。
He wanted to find someone willing to run after his purpose.
他希望寻找一个人能够寻求他的心意。
And lead the people to live by his commandments.
好叫他的旨意能够通行在他所选定的带领以色列民的人身上。
David in his entire life was king of Israel.
在大卫的生平当中，他作为以色列的君王。
Still, he also played the role of a prophet by God.
他也是神所拣选的一个先知。
Because before the Lord Jesus was born,
因为在主耶稣基督出生之前
，God had predicted his coming through the prophets of the Old Testament.
神藉着旧约来预言了他的诞生。
Not only for his first coming as the Lamb of God, but also for his second coming as the King of Justice.
不仅当他作为神的羔羊第一次来到世间，但而且包括他第二次回来的时候作为一个公义的审判。
One of these prophets was David.
这些预言当中有一个先知就是大卫。
In many of the Psalms David wrote,
在大卫所写的许多的诗篇当中
he mentioned the Son of God,
他讲到了神的儿子
his life characters,
他生命的品格
and his works,
和他所成就的。
But even though David couldn't fully comprehend what he was saying,
虽然大卫也不能彻底明白他自己在讲什么，
he indeed foretold the Son of God to come thousands of years after him.
他真的为预言了 这一位几千年之后将要来的王。
We should be really thankful because it was David who helped us to learn a full picture of our Lord Jesus.
我们应该特别的感恩是大卫让我们能够完全的看清楚主耶稣基督要给我们的一个他自己的肖像图画。
A full picture for who he is and what he does as our Savior.
就是作为我们的救主他是谁，他为我们成就了什么样的大事。
Most importantly,
最主要的，
God sent his only begotten son to us as son of a man through David's blood.
神他拣选耶稣基督做大卫的后裔，成为我们是成为他的独生爱子。
So Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 says that the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David.
所以在马太福音第一章第一节当中讲到是大卫的子孙。
Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
But he comes to this earth from the root of the house of God, of house of David.
但是他却是大卫的后裔。
So in Isaiah 9:7, it says that Jesus Christ, his government will be up on the throne of David and over his kingdom from time forward, even forever.
在以赛亚书第九章第七节说到，他必坐在大卫的宝座上，治理他的国。以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, these are the keys for us to keep David in our minds when we learn about his life.
所以当我们学习大卫的生平的时候，这几点至关重要，让我们记住关于大卫的品行。
If you ever had a chance to read through Jacob's Psalm for his 12 sons,In Genesis 49.
如果你曾经读过《创世纪》第四十九章关于雅各对他儿子的祝福的时候
，And later on they became 12 tribes of Israel.
然后他们之后他的这些儿子变成了以色列的十二个支派。
You would be amazed at how they were so opposite to each other in life characters.
你知道他们。之间的性格是如此的敌对。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because of Jacob's polygamy with four wives.
因为雅各妻妾的有四个妻妾。
He had 12 sons from four mothers.
他有从这四个妻妾里面有十二个儿子。
So these 12 sons, they bit on each other.
所以这十二个儿子互相争斗。
Murdered each other.
彼此谋杀。
Brothers of Joseph plot together to kill him.
约瑟的哥哥们一起同盟要杀死他。
And together they sold their younger brother to slavery.
他们把他们自己的亲弟弟送去做卖走了，去当奴隶。
And the story goes on.
然后这些故事就继续。
You would wonder who could unite them in harmony as one body and one nation.
你就想知道怎么样的一个人才能把这个十二个支派、十二个彼此争斗的儿子能够在。和谐当中联合在一起成为一个肢体呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, it was David.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，是大卫。
David started and ruled a united nation of Israel.
大卫开始了一个联合的以色列的 阶段。
With 12 tribes that they were so opposite from each other.
虽然这12个支派的性格，他们是如此的迥乎迥然不同。
But David ruled his nation not by his mighty power and political skills.
大卫来统治这十二个支派，不是靠着他的政治的聪明和他的和他自己的技巧。
But his heart of humbleness.
而是他自己谦卑的性格。
Second Samuel chapter 2 tells how David had waited for 7.5 years.
撒母耳记下第二章讲到大卫是如何耐心的等候7.5年的时间才做了王。
We should have noticed that the kingship belonged to him.
我们早就知道他是被高抹成王的。
God had ordained him as the king of Israel.
神高他选择他作为以色列的君王。
But still, David had waited 7.5 years until every heart of Israel turned back to him.
但是大卫却要等7.5年的时间，等以色列全会众的心都转向神的时候。
And all 12 brothers accepted together him as their king.
所有十二个支派的弟兄们都接受他作为王。
Again, let me pause here and ask you a question.
我在这稍停一下，再问会众一个问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, do we have that kind of long-suffering humility and patience to pursue unity in our family and the church life?
弟兄姊妹们，我想问你，我们具不具备大卫这个品行？就是他如何的恒久忍耐，如何的谦卑，如何的耐心，以致让周遭都有和平和团结。
David also had a passion for prayer.
大卫是一个热切祷告的人。
I believe he prayed more than 3 times a day.
我相信他肯定是每天祷告超过3次。
Many of us are consumed with his psalms.
我们都非常喜欢他所写的诗篇。
His psalms are the music from the heaven that could deeply touch our heart.
他所写的诗篇就像天乐一样，来深深地触动我们的心。
No one could do that.
没有人能够做到这一点。
But only this man's prayer can.
但是只有大卫的祷告能够做到这一点。
I remember once I came to the corporate prayer meeting with a low emotion.
我记得有一次我参加团体的祷告的时候，我的灵很下沉。
My heart was frozen and super cold.
我的心似乎是冻结的，非常的冰冷。
I have to confess that I came just because of a duty for that evening.
我必须来承认说，那天晚上我去参加祷告聚会是作为一个责任。
I didn't want to come, but I had to.
我不想参加，但是我必须。
As we separated into groups and prayed,
当我们分组祷告的时候，
one sister started to recite David's psalm.
有一个姊妹开始背诵，大卫的诗篇。
I will love you, O Lord.
我爱你，我的主。
My strength, my rock, and my fortress, and so on.
我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神。
Brothers and sisters, very strangely.
弟兄姊妹们，很奇怪的是。
As she kept reciting David's Psalm 18.
当他一直在背诵大卫的诗篇18篇的时候，
The Lord is my deliverer, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold, and so on.
神是我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
My heart was restored.
我的心复苏了，
Softened.
被柔软下来。
And getting warm verse by verse.
这随着他这每一节的背诵，我的心就越来越苏醒。
It ended up that I drove back home full of rejoicing in that evening.
那天当我开车回家的时候，我心里满有喜乐。
We all love David.
我们都很爱大卫。
For his accomplishment as the king of Israel.
他作为以色列的君王，他成就了许多的事情。
And his tenderness as a spiritual man.
他作为一个属灵人的柔顺。
We can keep the list going on and on.
我们可以一直来诉说他的品行。
But don't forget this simple truth, brothers and sisters.
但是我们却有一个简单的事实，我们不能忘记。
David was an ordinary man like you and me.
大卫是一个普通的人，就像你和我一样。
And he was tempted by his own lust.
他被他自己肉体的情欲所试探。
In his entire life, he made a lot of mistakes.
在他的生平当中，他犯了许多的错误。
He had fallen many times and on many things.
他在许多的事情上经过了许多的失败。
And many small things.
有许多小的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is also the key for us to remember when we learn about David and his life.
所以当我们学习大卫生平的时候，我们一定要记住这些。
When we read 2 Samuel chapter 1,
当我们读撒母耳记下第一章
all the way through chapter 10,
一直到第十章
we're moving through one victory after another.
我们似乎所遇到的就是大卫的一个捷报加着另外一个捷报。
And after another and after another.
一直继续下去。
What a magnificent life he had with his kingship, didn't he?
他所做的君王是如此的超绝。
He was the number one king of Israel, wasn't he?
他难道不是以色列第一个君王吗？
The nation of Israel never lost one battle under David's kingship.
在大卫做王的时候，以色列民众从来没有失败过一个战争。
David had brought his people peace, real peace and prosperity.
大卫给他的民众所带来的是平安，是真正的平安和祥和。
We can say that.Everything under the name of David sounded so wonderful and so blessed.
我们好像可以说大卫和关于他所做的一切都是充满了祝福。
Isn't that what you and I expect in following Jesus?
我们难道作为耶稣基督的信徒不是有这样的期盼吗？
Especially if God blesses your life with success as we measure success.
特别是如果神来祝福你，赐给你成功的话，而这个成功是我们标准上的成功的时候。
Good training in school.
在学校里有好的受训。
Secure jobs.
有非常安全的工作。
And your name became popular in people's mouth.
你的名字在众人当中嘴中变成受欢迎的。
By the way, brothers and sisters, right back in the margin of our mind.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们脑子后面一个小的地方。
Let 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 triggers the alarm.
让哥林多前书第十章十一节时刻的警戒我们。
Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
让那些自以为强壮的人要特别需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
In 2 Samuel chapter 1,
在撒母耳记下第一章，
David once was grieving the loss of Saul and his son Jonathan.
大卫为了扫罗和扫罗的儿子约拿丹的死而非常的伤心。
He cried out, "How the mighty have fallen!"
他就大声地哭喊说，如此大的勇士怎么能够陨落了呢？
We can imagine how his heart was broken.
我们可以想象了他的心是如何的被破碎。
Because he repeated this phrase for three times.
因为他把这句话重复了三遍。
But the crying David had made for his dear friends.
但是他为他的朋友所哭喊的
would finally return to himself.
事实上也归到了他的身上。
How the mighty have fallen.
何其大的勇士竟然能够陨落。
Brothers and sisters, it could return to us.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的经历也可以落在我们的身上。
And we all could possibly fall.
我们都有可能失败。
I think that's why God wanted to leave this chapter for us in the Bible.
我想这就是神为什么把这一章圣经放在我们面前。
Now let's move to 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1.
让我们来读撒母耳记下第十一章。
It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle.That David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem.
撒母耳记下第十一章第一到第二节。过了一年，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴。大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。
David was the king.And should have led his army and warriors to the battlefield.
大卫作为一个君王，在这个时候，他应该领着他的军兵在战场上征战。
And he knew that this was what he was about.
他知道这是他的目的。
Because it was the part that God had called David to do as the king of Israel.
因为神呼召大卫做以色列的君王。这就是其一的原因。
David knew that it was my responsibility to lead my people to the battlefield.
大卫知道这是我的责任，领我的民在战场上征战。
He knew that.
他心里非常的明白。
But he didn't go.
但是他却没去。
Brothers and sisters, David was absent from his calling.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫没有缺席了神对他的呼召。
And he forgot all of that.
他忘记了这个呼召。
Sadly, my dear young people, that's where he started fall.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹们，他就在这一点上开始失败了。
Let me ask you, young people, a question.
年轻的人们让我来问你一个问题。
Do you know what God has called us for?
你知道神呼召我们的意义在哪儿吗？
Do we understand what we are given to do by God's purpose since the first day of your baptism and mine?
当你第一天受浸归入主的名下的时候，神对你的呼召是什么？这个问题也包括我在内。
1 Peter 2:9 says that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
彼得前书里讲到，你是来宣扬那招你出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
My dear young people, you and I are the testimony of Christ in your family.
弟兄姊妹们，我们作为和我们的家都是作为神的见证。
In your classroom.
还有在你的教室里
，in your friend's circle，
在你的朋友圈里
，and this is what we are given to do since we're saved by His grace.
自从因着他的恩典来救拔了我们，这就是我们的使命。
Or my dear young people, do we just have a loss of them?
或者我亲爱的年轻人们，我们是不是已经失去了呢？
You see, the point here is that David neglected what God had called him to do.
在这里，我特别要指出，大卫他疏忽了神呼召他的这一点。
And I would dare to say that in this instance, it sets him up for the temptation that finally caused the mighty fallen.
我必须说，因着这一点，大卫就开始了，失败，而且他的失败就会越来越大。
My dear young people, the moment we lost focus on God's calling for your life and for my life.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们，当我们忘记了神对我们的对我们生命的呼召的时候，
we forget who we are.
我们忘记我们自己是谁。
And God and the Bible and the church and all spiritual things seemed unreal to us.
所有这些圣经、教会里的人、教会，似乎对我们不再真实。
That's when the clock starts ticking.
当钟开始要敲的时候，
and the next step of falling is just a matter of time.
接下来的失败是迟早要面临的事。
Satan is not here with hatred of God.
撒旦在这里不是痛恨神。
But with the forgetfulness of God.
不是让我们痛恨神，而是让我们忘却神。
David didn't hate God.
大卫没有讨厌，不喜欢神。
But he just forgot.
他只是忘记了。
Get this simple truth, my dear young people.
这有一个非常简单的事实，我亲爱的年轻人。
Our lust loves the unfocused and the forgetful mind.
我们肉体的情欲让我们时常的懒散，不能专注。
I would dare to say that so many of us today.
好多人都是这样。
Not only our young people, but also our parents.
不光是年轻的人，包括父母亲在内。
We keep on forgetting who we are.
我们忘记我们是谁。
What is we are living for on the surface of this earth?
我们在这个地上活着的意义是什么？
Let's move to the first sentence of verse 2.
让我们来读第二节的第一句。
Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行。
We were told here that David was chilling back in the palace.
我们在这里可以知道，大卫在他的王宫里享受时光。
But everybody went to the front line and was busy fighting against the enemies.
其他的人都勇猛地在战场上征战。
This king David was so relaxed.
这个大卫作为一个君王，他却如此的释放。
And he so enjoyed his free time.
他特别享受他的自由时光。
There are two things I would like to bring to your attention.
有两点我想要你们特别注意。
The first is that he was away from the battlefield.
第一点，他没有在征战的战场上。
And the second is that he had a free time with him alone.
第二点是他有自由的时间打发，他是单独一个人。
So my dear young people, these are the things that will cost you a lot like you can't believe.
这些点上对于你来说可能会给你造成很大的损失，你可能都难以想象。
David was king, but didn't go out to the battlefield.
大卫作为君王没有去参战。
Why? We were not told.
为什么呢？我们没有被告诉。
But we knew that if God's children ever stopped going to the battlefield,
如果神的选民不去参战，
That eventful evening that David was dealt with would fall onto us.
大卫那天晚上所面临的事件和之后产生的效应会落到我们的身上。
My dear young people,
我亲爱的年轻人，
you will soon go to college.
你们很多马上就要去大学。
And claim independence from your parents and the church group you have grown up with.
你将要离开你所长大的聚会和你的父母，作为一个独立的、单独的人。
Nobody will wake you up on Sunday morning again.
礼拜天早晨不会再有人把你叫起来。
Or remind you of a Friday evening gathering.
或者提醒你礼拜五的查经聚会。
You're on your own.
你是自己独行。
And this is your challenge here.
这就是你所面临的挑战。
I've heard so many college students shared with me.
我听到许多的大学生跟我讲到。
That they had to fight to maintain their daily devotion.
他们真的非常的纠结着才能有每日的成祷告的时间和读经祷告的时间。
And fight to keep their church meeting schedule in their college life.
他们非常努力地征战着、纠结着，能够按时聚会。
Otherwise, they would easily drift away.
否则的话，他们很容易就滑落了。
My dear young people, every good thing we desire in Christ must be gained through a fighting spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要在基督里获得任何美善的事情的话，我们必须经过征战。
You got to go to the battlefield and fight for them.
你必须要经过征战，来努力的，来获得它。
As the Chinese saying goes, if you don't advance, and you will retreat.
就像中国的一句俗话所说的，你不前进则退后。
So Paul wanted to remind the young Timothy that you got to follow my example to fight the good fight.
所以保罗就提醒他年轻的儿子提摩太说，你要打那美好的仗。
We don't fight for social items.
我们不是为着这些社会上的名利来征战。
But fight for focusing on God.
我们征战是为了我们能够聚焦在仰望主的这件事上。
In your free time.
在你的闲余时间。
When you are alone.
你自己一个人独处的时候。
And in Ephesians chapter 6.
在以弗所书第六章。
Verses 13 through 18.
第十三章到第十八，第十三节到第十八节。
Paul listed with us all spiritual gifts that God has given to us.
保罗讲到了所有神所赐给我们属灵的兵器。
Like a gospel of peace.
包括福音的鞋。
The truth of God's word.
神话语的真理。
The breastplate of God's righteousness.
护心镜遮胸，公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And the shield of faith and so on.
还有鞋，平安的福音作鞋，并且继续下去。
None of them are toys for us to play with.
这里面不是说一些玩具让我们只是玩玩而已。
But weapons for us to bring to the battlefield.
而是作为我们征战的兵器。
In other words,
换句话说，
if you take the Christian life as a playground,
如果你以为基督徒的生命就像在游乐场上，
you won't have the blessings from the spiritual gifts.
你不会享受到神所赐给你这些属灵的恩赐的经历。
Only if you go to the battlefield.
只有当你进入征战战场的时候。
And you will experience those blessings from the spiritual gift.
你才能享受到这些属灵恩赐所带给你的祝福。
I know that most of you are engaged in busy schedule in your school.
我知道你们在学校里都有忙碌的日程。
And some of you would even run to work after school.
有些甚至学校之后还要去工作。
But my dear young people, how do you manage yourself in your free hours?
但是我亲爱的年轻人们，当你有闲余的时间，你是怎么样使用的呢？
How do you focus on God when you are alone and free?
当你自己一个人的时候，并且有时间的时候，你是怎么样转眼仰望神的呢？
The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 3:23.
箴言第四章第二十三节。
It says to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
箴言当中讲到要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一切的果效都是从心发出。
To keep, the word keep here means to guard and to protect with mighty force.
保守在这里说是用巨大的力量来维持它。
My dear young people,
我亲爱的年轻人们，
guard your leisure.
特别要小心你空闲的闲余的时间。
When you are alone in your free time.
当你自己或者你有时间的时候。
When you lock your door.
当你把你的门锁上的时候。
And pull your blinds.
当你把窗帘放下的时候。
You're on your own.
你是一个人独处。
And you will be trusted with your privacy.
你有充分的时间来享受你自己的独处的，私人时间。
But be very careful with that.
但是你要特别的小心。
I came to this country for my graduate study on music performance in 1990.
在1990年的时候，我来到这个国家来学习音乐研究。
After the first week, I met with my professor.
我第一个礼拜遇见了我的教授。
He gave him a sheet.Of a paper with all kinds of word languages.
他给了我一张纸，上面有各种各样的语言。
Saying that the practice makes perfect.
这些语言都讲述说，只有练习才能使完美，熟能生巧。
My dear young people, this is true in the worldly sense.
弟兄，我亲爱的年轻人们，这是在世俗上，这是真的。
And also, it is true in the spiritual sense as well.
在属灵的事情上，这也是真实的。
Spiritual maturity comes from nothing but practice.
这个属灵的成熟不能从其他的捷径出来，只有你在操练当中。
I suggested that at a young age.
我来建议说，在你年轻的时候，
you come to deal with and gain control over your free hours when you are alone.
当你一个人，你有年轻的时，你有闲余时间的时候，你操练自己。
Practice on it.
你操练这件事儿。
Practice gaining control on it.
操练有自我控制的能力。
Rather than waiting until it gets too late.
不要等到太晚了。
It's worth doing it now.
你现在就去做，真的非常值得。
Let's move to second half of verse 2.
让我们来看，第二节的下半部分。
And from the roof, David saw.
从王宫的屏里上，大卫看见。
That's enough.
这就够了。
Let's just stop here.
让我们就停在这儿。
Because the story sounds so ugly to us.
因为这个故事听起来真的很难堪。
This is where the mighty has fallen start.
这个就是大的勇士如何陨落的。
The word see reminds us the fall of the first man and woman in Genesis 3:6.
这里面的看见就像在创世纪里面讲到神开始创造的亚当和夏娃的故事。
When the woman saw the fruit of the tree, she took it and ate it.
女人看见那果子悦人眼目，她就摘下来吃了。
Eve saw, and then she and Adam fell into the curse.
夏娃看见了， 所以他就拿了吃了，就进入了咒诅。
David saw.
大卫看见。
And then the eventful evening finally arrived.
所以这个有许多后续的这个晚上就开始了。
My dear young people.
我亲爱的年轻人。
If you have a wondrous eyes now.
如果你的眼睛在四处的搜寻。
It will just intensify as you get old.
只有当你的年岁在增长的时候，你这个搜寻只会越来越更加厉害。
You will never outgrow it.
你永远也没有办法征服这一点。
You will never get too old for it.
随着你年龄的增长，你不会，你的这种搜寻不会减少。
So my dear young people,
我亲爱的年轻人们，
discipline your eye now.
特别是操练你的眼目。
Because it is so important for your spiritual growth down the road.
因为在你之后属灵生命上是如此的至关重要。
You have to learn this simple truth that what you see could ruin you like you can't believe.
你必须要知道一个事实，你所看见的可以毁坏你。
I have so many Christian brothers who came to me.
我有许多的弟兄来跟我说。
And testified that their fall into the trap of porn.
就是他们关于看这个，黄色淫秽网络。
First started from what they have seen in their early ages.
是他们很小的时候就开始看了。
I know it sounds unfriendly to you guys.
我知道你们听起来觉得不太好听。
I still want to remind you.
我还是想来提醒你们。
It is worth disciplining your eyes.
真的需要来控制你的眼目。
They must be carefully and well controlled.
你必须要很小心来控制你的眼目。
And again, don't wait until it gets too late.
特别是要记住，不要等到为时太晚。
Because of my limited time this morning.
因为我时间有限，今天早晨我时间有限。
I want to wrap up my sharing with this last point.
我想要以最后一点来结束我今天的信息。
Brothers and sisters, it is wrong to think that all this trouble in David's life appears suddenly.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你以为大卫的失败是突然领导的。
All of a sudden, this eventful evening comes and causes David to fall.
突然这样的事情就临到了大卫，大卫之后要面对的许多的事情就是突然之间发生的。
No, dear brothers and sisters.
不是的，弟兄姊妹。
David didn't fall suddenly.
大卫没有突然的失败。
None of us could suddenly fall.
我们不可能突然一下就跌倒。
No tree suddenly rots and falls.
没有树突然一下就坏了就倒了。
No relationship between man and God suddenly fractured.
没有神和人之间的关系突然一下就断了。
No life suddenly falls.
没有生命突然一下就失败了。
Falling.Is a process.
失败是一个过程。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are in the process.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都是在经历一个过程。
It is always going on one after one.
我们都是持续的生活在一个接一个的事情当中。
And we have to understand that our enemy is so patient and brilliant.
我们必须知道我们面临的敌人是如此的耐心，如此的狡诈。
It just keeps staying in the corner.
他总是躲在一个角落当中。
It takes time waiting on things being accumulated little by little.
他在角落里等待那些小小的失败，一个一个的聚集在一起。
Little here and a little there.
一点失败在这儿，一点在那儿。
until it comes out a result of falling.
一直到这些聚集在一起到一个大的跌落。
My dear young people, that's why the decision you make now and the habits you form now must be carefully guarded and managed.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹们，你所做的选择还有你所有的生活的习惯真的是至关重要。
Because you will carry them down the road.
因为你在生活的旅程当中，你会一直持续下去。
Don't ever think, my dear young people, I'm too young to learn these lessons.
亲爱的年轻人们，你不要以为对于学习这样的功课你太年轻。
No, it's not too early for you to learn how to discipline your mind.
你要学习操练怎样控制你的心思和意念，这一点从来不太早。
To guard your habits.
你要特别的训练你自己的习惯。
To watch out for your entertainments.
特别小心你是怎么样度过你来看你的娱乐。
I'm not saying that you can't play video games.
我没有说你不能玩游戏。
Still, they should be under control.
这一切都是应该有个度。
And start to practice make yourself accountable for God and for others.
让你自己对你自己和对神负责。
My dear parents,
亲爱的父母们，
if we ask for purity from our kids for the Lord,
如果我们希望我们在祷告神的时候希望我们的孩子们都是纯洁的，
we must first guard our eyes.Ears and minds and hearts.
我们必须眼睛、耳朵、心思、意念都受到隔离。
Otherwise, we will be trapped by our own lust and fall.
否则的话，我们也会陷到自己情欲的追求当中而跌落。
Fall as David does in chapter 11.
就像大卫在撒母耳记下十一章所面临的。
Don't try to tell ourselves that we are adults.
不要告诉我们自己说我们是成人了。
So we're more mature enough than our kids.
我们比起孩子们更加的成熟。
All these lessons are set for our kids, for them.
这些所有的教导都是给孩子们的。
No, my dear parents, we are in the same boat.
弟兄姊亲爱的父母亲们，我们是同舟共济。
We're never too old enough to learn the lessons.
我们永远要学我们所学的功课，不管我们有多老。
Dear brothers and sisters, because you and I are very likely to fall, because the lust will never give us up, and as we get old.
随着我们年龄的增长，并不代表着我们肉体的情欲就会衰落，所以我们要一直要记住，我们要小心我们自己的心思和意念。
My preacher friend told me recently.
我最近一个讲道的朋友告诉我。
He went to a missionary conference.
他去一个布道会。
A missionary conference.
所有的服侍主的人都去参加的一个大会。宣教会。
It was one of the big name conferences nationwide.
是一个全国都在参加的一个宣教布道大会。
So during the Q&A session,
在问题里面，在一个发问的问题和回答的小的分组里面，
An 87-year-old missionary came back from the Far East.
一个从远东回来的87岁的传道人。
Came to the podium.
来到讲台上。
And the host interviewed him.
来采访有一些问答。
He was interviewed by the host.
这个大会的主人，大会的领导人就问他一些问题。
And asked, "Tell us, brother, when was it you gained the victory over lust?"
他就问他说。弟兄，你可不可以给我们分享你什么时候战胜了你肉体的情欲的经历
This 87-year-old missionary said, "Well, it hadn't happened yet."
这个八十七岁的老传道人说，哦，这个从来没有发生过，我从来没有战胜过我肉体的情欲。
Dear brothers and sisters, age won't help us from being unbeatable.
弟兄姊妹们，我们年龄的增长不代表着能够帮助我们有更强烈的抵御能力。
One brother told me I'm 70 years old, so I'm unbeatable.
有一个弟兄告诉我，我七十岁了，所以我是战无不胜。
I couldn't be sinned against God.
我不能得罪神。
Listen carefully.
请注意听。
If we don't fix the tree when it gets stained or infected,
如果当这个树开始有疾病的时候，我们不赶紧治疗，
it often comes as small as a mustard seed,
就像一个小的芥菜种，
and it seems no big deal,
看起来不是什么大问题，
so we leave it unmonitored and uncontrolled,
就是我们不太在意，也不去注意。
Then the stain will keep growing.
这样就会越来越扩大。
My dear brothers and sisters, when the tree gets rotten,
当这个树就开始变坏的时候，
it is too late.
就已经太晚了。
And it will fall anyway.
就会倒下来。
Unless we take the lesson seriously, we will fall as David here.
除非我们特别要小心。我们和大卫一样都有可能失败。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we pray that may your word be an example and a warning sign to us.
主，我们祷告，愿你的话语成为我们的警戒。
That we may not fall into the old traps as David did in chapter 11.
我们不会像大卫一样现在十一章里面所陷的旧的圈套里。
Lord, we should confess that we are weak, but you're strong.
我们确认，我们虽然软弱，但是你是强壮的。
We are poor, that you are rich.
我们是贫穷的，但是你是富足的。
We have no hope to win, but you have won the victory on the cross.
我们不可能得胜。但是你已经在十字架上得胜。
Our hope of victory, our hope of overcomer is in you.
我们征战得胜的缘由是你。
So Lord, help us.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
In your grace.
在你的恩典里面。
In the grace of salvation of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督救赎的恩典里面。
We all learn this lesson seriously.
我们都很严肃地来学这个功课。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们感谢你这段时光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。